Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This from PJ to start the show. PJ writes, Kevin, I'm an old radio guy. Play the hits, dude. Don't let guys like KP move you off your mark. The name is the game, and anybody with a brain knows it. I'm not really into you or any of your guests telling me how good Josh Connerly looks in shorts. I'll make up my own mind when he goes up against Dexter Lawrence and Abdul Carter in the season opener. Thank you, PJ. Appreciate it. Good morning, everybody. The mayor was on with the Junkies this morning. If you missed it, we will play some of the highlights of the conversation they had, I think, in studio, right, Chris? She was in studio for this?
She was in studio this morning, yeah.
Yeah, so we will play some of the highlights of that conversation at around 11 a.m. Ben's going to join us from training camp at 12. The team is on the field as we speak. Dan Quinn met with the media before practice began. No Terry McLaurin. His holdout now reaches day three. So lots to get to. But real quickly on PJ's email, I actually think we have moved past the name being, you know, the play the hits. Play the hits is a radio term that every program director that I've ever worked for and anybody else has ever worked for, it's about playing the hits, meaning you want the A topic, whatever it is, played over and over and over again because it appeals to the most people. And yes, the name, without question, appeals to a mass majority of people. But there has to be something that drives it. We had it on Sunday with the Trump Truth Social tweets. We're now Thursday in week one of training camp, and it's not what I would call an obvious A topic today. But thanks for the advice, PJ. By the way, I don't think that Josh Connerly would be matched up against Dexter Lawrence. Dexter Lawrence, who is clearly one of the best D linemen in the league, is really more of an inside nose tackle, D tackle. So he's going to be matched up, yeah, against Abdul Carter, against Brian Burns. You know, the Giants have a lot of defensive talent. When you look at their depth chart and you look at what they have on defense, there's no reason why they shouldn't be a really good defensive team. Their issue in recent years when they've had talent defensively is they've just been on the field too much because offensively they've been so poor. So the Giants, you know, went out and, well, they drafted Jackson Dart. They signed Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, by the way. And they're hoping that they can be better offensively. I thought Tyrone Tracy as a rookie last year was a bit underrated among the young backs. Remember they drafted the Arizona State kid, Cam Scataboo. Devin Singletary still on that team. And they have an absolute stud star wide receiver in Malik Nabers. This is a guy that caught well over 100 balls as a rookie with terrible quarterback play. So this, if they improve their quarterback play, I don't think they're going to be an easy out. I don't. I think their offensive line is solid. It's all about quarterback with the Giants. And we know the NFL, year to year, month to month, day, you know, week to week league. Nobody had Washington last year winning 12 games, and nobody this year has the New York Giants winning more than 6 games. So I think their over-under number is 5.5. It might be 6.5. But they have talent. They actually have talent. They've had talent for a while on the defensive side of the ball. But anyway, PJ, that's not going to be the Dexter Lawrence shouldn't be the guy lining up opposite Josh Connerly. Abdul Carter, yes. Brian Burns, yes. Some of their outside. Thibodeau, yes. Thibodeau is probably in his final year in New York, right? I'm guessing. I would think, is Kayvon Thibodeau in the last year of his rookie deal and they didn't pick up the fifth-year option? I forget. I'll have to look at that. The division's going to be fascinating this year because it's, for the first time, we're actually, you know, it's Philly and Washington. When
he signed an extension
that.
Last year.
He signed the extension last year, Thibodeau?
So he was signed last year for 3 years. It was set to begin with 25, 26.
Okay. My fault. For whatever reason, I thought that we were in a make-or-break season for Kayvon Thibodeau. He's talented, but there seems to be a bit of an issue there at times. The division's going to be great, though. Washington, Philadelphia, obviously the clear-cut favorites. Philly, the clear-cut favorite. Washington, the clear-cut pick to finish second and be a playoff team. And then Dallas is a bit of a wild card. Like, they've got to be healthy at quarterback all year long. And we don't know what the new coach, Brian Schottenheimer, will bring. They have talent, and so do the Giants. It'll come down to whether or not, you know, Jameis Winston, Russell Wilson, Jackson Dart can play quarterback. Because if they get any sort of upgrade, significant upgrade at QB, they could be a tough out. We'll see him in the opener. By the way, that line's down to 6, 6.5. Opened at 7, 7.5. We're now a 6, 6.5 point favorite week one against the New York Football Giants. I wanted there's one other email that I wanted to read, and I'm looking for it real quickly. It was a very interesting and I thought thoughtful email about the name in particular, and it comes from Martin. I did have it in front of me just a few minutes ago, and now I don't. Here it is. Martin. Kevin, I'm like you. I grew up a huge Redskins fan, went to games with my dad and brothers at RFK, lifelong diehard. I have to admit, I'm now name agnostic. I'm the only one in my family and among my friends that feels this way, but the game changer for me was Jaden Daniels. The winning season was great, but Jaden Daniels has made me lukewarm now about the name. Until last year, I never thought I would feel the same way about this team unless it went back to Redskins. I was wrong. But don't get me wrong, I want the old name back and I hate Commanders, but watching our city's team repped by the greatest rookie quarterback of all time pulled me back in. Martin, I mean, that's awesome. I'm glad you feel that way. And totally respect the way you feel. I feel differently. But there's no doubt that last season, and I talked about this, you know, the day after the Detroit win in particular, that it just felt so good. That win in Detroit in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, 45-31 over the one seed and a heavy favorite in the game to go on the road. There's something so thrilling about going on the road in the postseason and winning. Something Joe Gibbs did all the time. You know, Gibbs was such a great big game coach. His playoff record says that. But so many of those wins came on the road. You know, his first playoff game in version 2.0, 2005, playoff win in Tampa. I mean, right, first playoff game coming back, you know, year two, they go on the road and they get a playoff win in Tampa, and they almost got one in Seattle the following week. There is definitely something thrilling about that. And I remember coming in here the day after or the Monday after the Saturday night game against Detroit in January saying, this is as close to feeling like I used to feel There was something about DC and our football franchise being repped, as Martin, you described. And I think it's interesting that you, what really brought you in was the quarterback as much as anything else. And by the way, that makes sense to me. I think the passion, the increased passion from those that had lost it last year, if you were like Martin, it probably had as much to do with the excitement around a superstar quarterback and the understanding that it's just the beginning with Jaden Daniels, that there is more to come and maybe a decade plus of this to come. But yeah, there was the win over Detroit last year for me was the number one memorable moment of the season. And there were so many to choose from. So many to choose from. But going on the road in that high profile of a game, the Saturday night national televised game, Brady's on the call for Fox. It's the lead team. It's, you know, the Lions and the excitement and that stadium being as ginned up as it was, and to take it to them the way we took it to them. And I say we. It felt more like we that night than it had in 10 years. In 10 years. You know, and your description of Jaden being a part of it, think about the Mark Brunell playoff team. Think about the Kirk Cousins playoff team. Much different in terms of the excitement around it than it was for the RG3 2012 season or the Jaden Daniels 2024 season. The Detroit game for me is number one last year. That was my favorite moment of the season.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
By far. But Martin, your family, dude, you have lived it, you have felt it, and if you've come around and you are now lukewarm on the name and you are bought in, more power to you. It's happened to a lot of people, and it hasn't happened to a lot of people. It's the lecturing from people who have never felt it like you have, Martin, that is the most, you know, painful to listen to. Not painful, but just it irks, I think, a lot of us. But good for you. And I think there are plenty of stories like Martin. I still think the mass majority feel the way you could sense they felt, you know, on Sunday and Monday. But who knows? I mean, winning big with a superstar at quarterback is the best scenario. And I've said this many times about the loss of the name back in 2020. It was actually the best time. If the name was ever going to go away, the fan population of this team was at its lowest in 2020. I mean, you were going to piss off the fewest number of people in 2020 because so many people had exited already because of the losing and the embarrassment and the owner and the whole thing. So the Detroit game for me last year was number one in terms of the best memories of the season. I really did feel that night as close to the way I used to feel as any game. I'm not back to where I was. I'll probably be super pumped next year when they look like our team. I'm talking about 2026 for 17 weeks out of the season. I think that's going to help, no doubt. I think the organization made the right decision. They should bring the logo back as well. But in looking at all of the games last year, Cincinnati, Monday night, that was the first big moment. That was the first memorable moment of the season. 3rd and 7, the bomb to Terry for the touchdown to give him a 38-26 lead and essentially ice a game on Monday Night Football, coming out party for Jaden Daniels. The Hail Mary moment against Chicago on October 27th, late afternoon kick. You got the sun starting to set, and here's Jaden running around buying 8, 9, 10 seconds, and then letting it fly, the deflection, the DB who was over, you know, mocking the fans, getting into the play late, Noah Brown catching it. That was an incredible moment. The Dallas loss in late November when Jaden hit Terry with 14 seconds to go on an 86-yard touchdown pass. I mean, it was actually more improbable than the Hail Mary. The fact that Terry took a pass and went 86 yards to make it 27-26 with 14 seconds to go in the game. That was a moment. It was a loss, so it's not really at the top of my most memorable games of last year, but what a moment that was. And then we get into December, and clearly the Philadelphia game at home. You know, down by multiple scores, entering the fourth quarter, turning the ball over five times, Jaden willing them to a 36-33 win. The Atlanta game the following week, coming from 17-7 down at halftime. The drive in overtime with Jaden strapping the entire team to his back to win that game. How about the season finale, which was a game that was significant for seeding, but Mariota's in the game. They decided Jaden was, that was probably the worst half of football that he played all season long. Dallas really bothered him in both games. And Mariota comes in, and on the final drive of the game, they go 11 plays, 91 yards, and you got him on a read option, fourth and one, taking it 30-some yards, and then throwing the touchdown pass to Terry with like 3 seconds to go in the game. I know that that was not a significant game. We were already locked in playoff-wise. Seeding was still in play as Chicago and Green Bay were playing at the same time. And then we get to the playoff games. The Tampa game, certainly on the short list of the most memorable games of the year. What a football game that was. And to drive it, you know, 10 plays, 50-some-odd yards, burning the entire final 4.5 minutes, and having our guy Zane Gonzalez doink one in from 37 yards out at the gun to win it 23-20. What a football game that was. How good was Jaden in that game? But for me, The number one memorable game of 2024 was the game against the Lions. That was a moment which was unexpected. Washington was a 9-point underdog going into that game. Detroit had had the bye week. They were rested. They were a 15-2 football team heading into it. Yeah, they were banged up on defense. We knew that heading into the game. But the back-and-forth nature of that game with the scoring, I mean, 31-21 at halftime, you know, Martin's interception, San Ristil's interception at the end of the first half, Detroit's turnovers killing them. They went away from Jahmyr Gibbs, which was insanity. And Washington basically just scored almost every single time they had the football. Jaden threw for 300. He ran for 50-something. Brian Robinson Jr. had the best game he had had in weeks. And Washington rolled up 45 points on the road in the playoffs to completely quiet the crowd. By the way, if you've not watched Quarterback yet, the Jared Goff, you know, portion of Quarterback, it's Burrow, Goff, and Cousins on Netflix. But that playoff game and Jared Goff's wife, who is a 12 on a scale of 1 to 10, and she's in their suite with other wives of the players, and the devastation and the finality of it all, as John Madden used to say, you know, in playoff games, just feeling the finality of if you don't get it done, it's over. And this wild ride, this exciting 18-week ride, 19, 20 weeks in the case of these teams, is over. And you could see the pain that Washington had inflicted on that fan base, on those players. It was glorious to watch. Detroit, playoffs, divisional round, for me, the number one memorable moment of 2024. Obviously, that was played in 2025, January of 2025. I understand that. What was number one on your list last year? The number one memorable moment or game from the 2024 season? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Great news on the stadium that broke yesterday towards the end of the show. Mendelsohn's worked out, you know, a tweak deal with the team. A vote is more likely than not, going to happen late next week. It'll pass easily. I've been told multiple times at least 10 votes. They only need 7, and the RFK plan will be off and running as long as the president doesn't get in the middle of it. And 2030 is the date, and there will be a Super Bowl within 10 years. Final Fours down the road, World Cup games down the road, maybe a college football title game down the road. Who knows? Plenty of great concerts. They're not going to fear coming to D.C. anymore. They'll have a facility. We are still 5 years away from that being a reality, but it'll be fun to watch the project grow, and it looks like it will be finalized by the city council late next week. That is great news. But 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What's your number one moment from 2024? For me, it's the win in Detroit. And there are close moments that were considered, but to me, that was the moment that was the most exhilarating. And to be on that stage for the first time in a long, long time. They had not been in the divisional round since 2005. To be in that final eight weekend, to be in that highlighted Saturday night primetime spot, and to be on the road and to go in and do what they did, offensively in particular, with a rookie quarterback, that was the moment of the season for me. What was yours? 301-230-0980. You're listening to the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980. You can also listen to us on the team980.com. And we are viewable every day on the Team 980 YouTube page. When you get there, subscribe to us and hit the like button.